morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're going to be visiting about better choices, better health, and we have two folks to bring us up to date on that, Carla Akers and Julie Kixmiller. And we're going to start with Julie. Julie, first, let's start with your title. What, you know, tell us, that kind of tells us a little bit about what you do.
I'm an RN here at Unity Point at Home, and it's also Cass County Public Health, and I've been here 7 or 8 years.
Okay. So you're out there working with folks around Cass County. Now, Better Choices, Better Health, that is a series of sessions. When do they start and where are they held?
It is a 6-week series. Each session is 2.5 hours. And we're going to start April 3rd, which is next Thursday, at 1 o'clock. So it will be 1 o'clock to 3:30 in the afternoon. And we're going to do it. It will run, the series will run until May 8th. And we're going to hold these sessions in the lower level of the Heritage House here in Atlantic.
Okay. Pretty welcoming place. Places to park, easy to get into, Heritage House. Now, people do need to pre-register, and you'd like them to call today, but we're going to talk about some other options. And so how do they register?
To register, we need you to call Teddy Grindberg, and she is located at the Y. That number is 712-243-3934. If she's not there, you can easily leave a message for her and even call through the weekend. We'd really like to know by Friday, but otherwise at least by Monday.
And so I wanted people to know when the phone answers, they ring and it goes YMCA, you don't go, oh, this is a wrong number. No, that's the number that you're going to be calling, 243-3934, and we'll remind you of that again. So now we've got that basic information. Oh, one other question. Do people need to pay for this?
No, there is no fee for these classes, which is great.
Yes, and it is, I know, great information. It's a series that's been held before. And Carla Akers, you worked with that, and now it's sort of been updated. So what is it that people will learn and talk about?
Well, a lot of it is managing a chronic condition and learning tools to overcome maybe frustration, reduce tiredness, and manage some stress and anxiety caused by possibly that chronic condition in your life. You just don't feel like you can do what you used to be able to do.
And that is very frustrating. We don't like to feel like tired and that we can't do things. And maybe we are limited a bit, but you're going to give some helps there. And we're going to come back to more about that. But I do want to, at this point, say who should attend or who is invited?
The age limit is, you know, somebody 40-ish and older that has a chronic condition. And when I say that, a chronic condition is anything that hinders you from really living life like you would like to. And that can be pain management. It can be something that you don't have any feelings towards, and that's blood pressure, because you don't really have symptoms with that. But sometimes you can notice, wow, I just don't have the vim and vigor like I used to clean out those closets in the spring.
All right. But you said there is no definite age limit. The important thing is that it's related to a chronic condition.
Yeah, not children, of course,
right,
but an adult that is interested in learning some skills and techniques. Really, this is an excellent program for people with a heart condition and diabetes, because those seem to be two things that really we really have to kind of get organized in our life to manage that.
And, of course, there are some very helpful techniques that you're going to talk about. Okay, so it's the person with a chronic pain. Is there anybody else who might want to come along?
Yes, we are also open it up to caregivers and spouses, or maybe a daughter, you know, a son, somebody who's involved in your life and helps you get organized or helps you accomplish some tasks. Mm-hmm. I'm a caregiver for my sister who has MS, and it's taxing on me quite often because I get fatigued and frustrated and those kind of things by being a caregiver.
You bet. It does take energy and thought for sure to be a caregiver, whether you're in the home or whether you're outside the home. There's still all of those caregiving kinds of things to do. So, and I think, you know, another pair of ears, another brain kind of helps too.
That's for sure. You know, one thing I do really like about this program too, that oftentimes we don't think about ahead of time, and that's maybe some of our end-of-life decisions. Hopefully that's way down the road for most of us, but it's something to think about and plan about so that it's the way you want it to be, and you're not mandated by your situation or a family member that says, no, we're going to do it this way. You can learn how to have those things prepared and put away for that day, so there's less frustration and worry to that step in your life also.
Julie, you said you're an RN, so you've worked with folks with these kind of chronic conditions, I'm guessing, for quite a long time during your career. What are some of the frustrations that people have? You know, Carla said about being tired and so on. Do you see some other frustrations that people have when they have a chronic condition?
We do talk a lot about physical activity, exercise. There's frequent doctor's appointments, how to schedule things, just setting some goals for yourself. We talk a lot about that, action plans, problem solving, taking some baby steps, not thinking you're going to conquer things all at once, but working on some baby steps.
I'm guessing there's usually medications involved.
Yes, managing medications, making plans for your future. They did add quite a bit on healthy eating, weight management, things like that. So,
yeah, and if your physical activity is limited, then weight control becomes a real challenge, doesn't it?
Yes, yeah. For sure. So we do talk about those kinds of things.
All right. So I think it's both of you have experience in different ways in terms of helping people in these chronic conditions. I know, Carla, you taught a session before. It's been slightly changed, and I'm thinking you feel like it's for the better. But as you look back or as you've talked to people, what were some of the positive outcomes?
Well, some people felt like they felt so overwhelmed in accomplishments, and they felt like one of the main things that we do and we practice is an action plan. And I really feel like that helps you put feet to your goals and your dreams, and it's a motivator because once you see that you were able to accomplish one little thing, then you feel like you can tackle something else. And we have the support also of our group. You get to talk to one another, and nobody tries to tell you how to manage your condition, but sometimes hearing other people talk about their struggles or their solutions they've had is really encouraging and sometimes sparks an interest to try something maybe you've not thought of.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so setting those goals, sometimes people get a little scared when they talk about setting goals, but goals can be teeny little steps. You mentioned that, Julie.
A tiny little step, yeah.
And so you get one done, and then you can move on to the next one. So, again, we want to talk about where and when and how to register. So, Julie, let's kind of recover that.
Okay. We need you to call us, leave a message, or talk to Teddy Grindberg. She works at the Y. That number is 712-243-3934. We would really like to know now on Friday, but at least or through the weekend, Monday at the latest. And the sessions are 2.5 hours, 1 o'clock to 3:30. We're starting April 3rd, and it's every Thursday. And so that takes us through May 8th. And the location is the lower level at the Heritage House.
I think it might really be spring by the time you're finished. That would be motivation to get out there on each of those Thursdays. And Carla, I had another question for you about, you know, 2.5 hours. That sounds like a long time.
It does sound like a long time. We take periodic breaks so that you can get up, use the restroom. We provide water and sometimes a light snack, healthy snack. Plus, you just are getting to meet with people, and that makes the time go fast also. And if it sounds like a big commitment, if there's a date that you already know you can't attend, that's okay. If you have to miss a session, you know, there is a book that we loan out, and so you can go over the materials on your own at home because sometimes people can't commit to 6 straight weeks in a row, but please don't let that hold you back. And I'd like to encourage any of the people that have already taken this course before to come back for a refresher. Maybe they've slipped a little bit in the things that they learned, and they would like just a new revitalization. Plus, we did add that they've added a couple of more chapters to on the healthy eating and weight management. They've gone into a little more detail on that.
We want to thank you very much, Carla Akers and Julie Kixmiller, for bringing us up to date on better choices, better health. Remember, call today or over the weekend or by the latest on Monday, and that's 243-3934. You'll get somebody that says this is the Nishna Valley YMCA, but you've got the right number. So again, 243-3934. Get registered for better choices, better health, and have some good visiting and good information. Until next time, here's a thought from Alice Roosevelt Longworth. Most of us don't remember her, but that name sounds kind of familiar. I have a simple philosophy. Fill what's empty, empty what's full, and scratch where it itches.